You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula. Welcome to today's podcast, and today we're going to be talking about some of the headphones that we use for when we're recording our audio and our videos, so that we can listen to what's going on and also to what headphones we use when we're listening to our meditation tapes and ASMR artists that we like to listen to. So, to start with.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but our props are falling. I have this stand set up, this dodgy thing, two microphone stands and a bit of cloth over it to use for our ASMR videos, but it's collapsing as we speak, so we're sort of trying to hold it up at the same time. Okay, it's all good.
Okay, so the first one I'm going to talk about is the sleep phones, and these are really, really good. I like these very much. They're a soft fabric, and it's a headband, and the speakers are inside the headband, and you can adjust them to suit yourself. There's a Velcro strip on the back, and you can hear that. You can open it to take the headphones out so that you can wash it. They also have a set that's available for runners, so that when you're out and about, you've got a headband for sweat, and you can also be listening to your music, but at the same time you can still hear the traffic, because we know of a number of accidents that have happened where people have had their earbuds in and they can't hear the traffic and they just run out in front of it. But with these you can still hear the traffic coming, and it makes you aware of what's going on around you. So yeah, so that's the sleep ones.
Yeah, so we've had those for about 2 years now, I think, haven't
yes.
we? Because we used to, before ASMR, I even knew about ASMR, I used to listen to meditations at night, and because I'm a side sleeper, I couldn't really fall asleep with headphones in or earbuds in because they were just painful. So I'd have to sleep on my back, which was uncomfortable to me. I mean, I can only stay on my back for so long and then I want to turn over. So I went looking for something that, you know, I could sleep with, basically, and that's when I found the sleep phones. So, and was using them for, because I never used to listen to meditations every night, but when I did, I'd use them. And then when I found out about ASMR, because I listen to ASMR every night now, I use these headphones every night. So, and I find them fantastic. They're, I can turn over them to my side with no problem and still be comfortable. And I've found I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes with them still on, and, you know, I can just pull them off and go back to sleep. But because they're that comfortable that I can easily sleep with them. And they're not perfect by any means. There is a bit of adjusting. That's like every night I'll have to adjust the earbuds in them to get it just right. But that usually only takes about 20 seconds. It's not a huge deal. But I will have to adjust them every night to so that they line up with my ears, because they are movable inside there. But otherwise, it's really its only fault. The other thing is sound quality. That's pretty good, actually, considering the hidden behind the headband, that soft material, it's pretty good. You do have to turn up the sound a bit, but I've never really had too much of a problem with that in terms of hearing sound or whatever. So I love them, and like I say, I use them every night, so brilliant.
Yes. I've just noticed on their website that they've now got a wireless set, so you don't even need to use the cord plugged into your iPad.
Oh, really?
Which is really a great idea.
Oh, how much are they?
$39.95,
okay.
Which isn't too bad.
So how do they work?
Well, it just says it's Bluetooth-enabled wireless headphones hidden inside the headband. So you need a wireless Bluetooth-enabled player, of course.
So an iPad would work?
Yes, yeah. Definitely, yes.
Oh.
So,
I think I might get a pair.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Because at the moment, yeah, the wire comes through the back, the back of your head, which is just not too bad. I've never gotten tangled up or anything. And the wire is quite long too. So I have my iPad. You can sit your iPad on a, or whatever device you use on your desk or whatever next to your bed. and the wire's long enough, quite long, so it's not a big problem, but that wireless thing...
Well, it sounds really good. It's got a built-in volume control, play and pause. It's got a wireless range of 15 to 30 feet, so that's pretty good.
Mm.
Pretty good, so I might look at getting some of those.
Yeah.
I do like these. They're great for when we're doing our, you know, as we say, meditations or ASMR at night when you're wanting to go to sleep.
And they are washable. I think you mentioned that, did you?
Because
you can take them out of the, with that Velcro bit at the back, you can take the earbuds out and then wash the headband. I don't think I've ever washed mine in 2 years, I must admit.
Oh, well.
They look pretty good still. You know, they're quite, I mean, they've gone 2 years already and they're still in quite good nick. So, but... I wouldn't mind those wireless
ones. The wireless
ones
sound good, don't
they? That sounds great.
Yes. Yeah. And as we say, if you're one of those people who gets out and goes running and exercising, then they're also good for that too. So.
Okay, headphones number two that we use.
Are the iPad, the ones that come with your iPad.
I mean, I use these, this one and the iPad. The sleep phones and the iPad ones are the ones I use myself for listening to ASMR. They're the two I listen to at night. And the iPad ones I'll do before I actually go to sleep kind of thing. If I'm just lying in bed and just watching videos, I'll just use the normal iPad ones because they're fine to me. I don't have a problem with sound quality with those. It's pretty good.
The sound quality is okay, but I have a problem. I must have funny ears because they just don't stay in my ears. They fall out all the time. I was using them when we were doing meditations during the day, and I spend so much time just readjusting them and putting them back in my ears that it really loses the beneficial effect. So I don't use those now as much as I used to, because now I use our Samsung.
Samson. I'm looking around at my headphones and they're on my ears, so trying to find where they are. Okay, I'm just going to take them off to read.
It's a Samson SR850.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yep. And these, I looked these up on Amazon, and they get quite good reviews. We bought them as a set. It came with a microphone as well. I can't remember the name of the microphone. It was a Samson something or other. But the mic, we bought this at the beginning when we were starting to do ASMR videos, and found that the microphone wasn't very good, really. It was a bit noisy. So it had a lot of hissing and humming in the background, which is not very good for ASMR. So, but we kept the headphones because the headphones are great. So these are the SR850 Professional Studio Reference Headphones. I'm reading this from Amazon. And the reviews are 4.5 out of 5 stars.
So what I like about these is that you can hear what's going on around in the room, because we bounce off each other when we're talking, and also you just need to know what's being done. You can still hear that in the room, whereas the set we had before this deadened everything. The moment you put them on, they had great sound as headphones, but you couldn't hear a thing. So if Paula spoke to me or I wanted to get her attention, you just couldn't, because it was just dead. So these are brilliant for that reason as well.
And they've got some good reviews on Amazon too. Someone says they're the best pair of headphones in the price range. Someone says a budget king, better than many headphones, 5 times its price. So the ones on Amazon are, at the moment, they're 40... I'll get rid of that. I think they're 49... Yeah, $49.99. But, I mean, you check Amazon prices, they change daily. But at the moment, $49.99. So they're really good quality headphone for the price. Really excellent. They're comfortable too. They've got the padded, they're the overhead sort of, you know, they cover the ears sort of headphones, but they've got really nice padding, so we can wear these for quite a while and, you know, during this whole podcast and not have a problem with it feeling uncomfortable. So really comfortable. I really like them. And the last lot we had, I think, were USB ones you plug into a computer, and they were just...
They're very heavy.
Yeah, they're just uncomfortable.
Yes.
Just pressed in on the ears and whatever. Yep. These are nice.
So and they've got a 10 hertz to 30 kilohertz frequency response.
Yep. Which means?
I have no idea, but I'm sure it's good, or it wouldn't be mentioned. And what's the other thing you said?
32 OHM impedance.
Yes.
Not impotence.
Impedance.
Impedance.
Yes.
And they do, oh, that's right, they come with the extra adapter. So you've got a 1/8 inch or a 1/4 inch adapter, depending on where you want to plug it in, so which comes in handy.
Yeah, and the self-adjusting headband. I just really, really like these. Yeah. In fact, I use these when we meditate during the day, because you're not wanting to, you're not going to sleep, so you're not going to be turning on your side. So it's, you don't need the sleep phones, but they're just so comfortable, and the sound reproduction is just really, really great.
Yeah.
So you agree. So thoroughly recommend these ones.
Mm. Yep. Okay. So they're the three headphones that we personally use. I was looking on Reddit as well to see what others recommended, and many recommended the sleep phones, first of all, you know, which we've already mentioned. And there's a guy on here, and I fully agree with what he says here. He says, if you can't experience ASMR with poor laptop speakers or $2 earbuds, no audio equipment in the world will make you able to do it. And that's 100% right. I think you're either going to experience ASMR or you're not. So your headphones really aren't going to make a huge difference in that respect. But what they'll do is just make the sound clearer for you, I guess, or better quality for you. But I've had, you know, no problem with my iPad ones, which are just a standard earbud. I mean, they're fine. They just work better than anything else. So I haven't really felt the need to go and get some flash headphones. The only thing I wanted to do was get some noise cancelling headphones, but when I researched those, because I wanted to cancel out like television noise, you know, that sort of stuff, but when I looked it up, it really is only noise cancelling when it comes to a sort of a droning noise, like an aeroplane. If you're in an aeroplane, you get that droning noise through the whole flight. They're good for that sort of thing, but not so much for people talking or, you know, it'll muffle it out, of course, but you still get that sort of sound in the background. So that's why I've never really bothered going for the noise cancelling or noise isolating headphones. So,
and coming back to the earbuds, we've just been looking at some memory foam earbuds, which might look like a really good option.
Yeah, someone mentioned them, these on Reddit. They use them, and I went and looked on Amazon because she provided a link to these, and it's the brand is Comply, C-O-M-P-L-Y, T400 Isolation Earphone Tips, and they're $14.95. You get three pairs, okay? Three pairs, $14.95. And I think what they do is they cover, you cover over your earbuds with them. And I'll just read out some of the stuff they mention on Amazon here about them. These tips are engineered with a unique foam that makes them 30 times softer than factory supplied silicone tips. This super soft memory foam gently seals the ear canal, providing amazing comfort and stay in ear fit, so you hear music the way it was meant to be heard. Creating an optimal seal and channeling sound directly into the ear canal, these tips transform your listening experience from ordinary to extraordinary. Secure fit, body heat activated foam gently seals the ear canal, giving a custom fit and remarkable in-ear retention, so your earphones remain secure all the time, every time. It blocks noise. These tips allow you to enjoy your music in noisy environments without raising the volume. And the unique memory foam provides all-day comfort and improvement over stock silicone tips. So I thought that was good, and I'm thinking of getting these.
Well, I think we should get them because, as I say, I have awful trouble keeping these, and they're a waste of time as far as I'm concerned.
And the reviews are fairly good. It's a few 3 stars, but most people have got 5 stars there. So I'd like to try those out just to see how they work.
Yeah, I was looking at another set here on eBay, actually. They're JVC Lightweight Marshmallow Memory Foam Stereo Earbuds. And they look quite interesting as well. But I do like the sound of the ones that you've found there.
Mm. So that'll be the next on the list. So we'll get some of those, and I would like a new pair of sleep fans, the wireless version.
Just take the speakers out and wash your headband.
Yeah. I want a wireless set.
Yes, yes, no, I have to agree with that. That sounds great.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the reviews for those, because sometimes these new things don't always work too well.
Yes.
I'll just see, while we're here, I'll just look up sleep phones on Amazon and just see how new are those wireless ones, do they say there?
No, it doesn't say.
Don't you hate it when the spell check changes things? Sleep hones instead of sleep phones. Okay. Yeah, I don't think they've got the wireless version here. They've only got the wired version.
Okay.
So the wired version of $39.95.
You have to get them direct from the manufacturer. Yeah.
I think that's what we did originally anyway, because I'm not sure. I didn't think they were selling on Amazon at the time.
No. So, but I do like the idea of that.
Mm. Okay, so that's the headphones. So really I think it comes down to any headphone's going to work, really.
I think it's just a matter of personal choice, what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. But definitely if you're a side sleeper, sleep phones are good.
Yes.
And for anything else, well, I think it's just dependent on, how much money you might have. And I think a lot of people are saying the I can't think of the name now. There's a lot of new brands that are coming out, and they're all trendy brands, and people are buying headphones, and I can't think of the name of the company. But people are saying they're just a bit overpriced. They're overpriced for what you can get. You're better off, they're all those red ones, red-eared ones, right, and coloured ones, and all those sort of things, and they're just, overpriced for what you actually get in terms of quality of the headphone itself. They might look fancy, but
they don't. I don't think we can go past these Samson ones that we've got.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it for headphones.
Yep.
We're just going to quickly tell you what we've been doing lately. I mean, it's been a while since we did our last podcast. I think 2 weeks, is it?
Yes, it would be.
No, 3 weeks. Oh. Yeah, because we're trying to do these at least every fortnight. But it's been longer than a fortnight. It's just that we've been working on own business, so we've had to do quite a few things there to sort that out. But now we've got some more free time again. We're going to be focusing on our ASMR side. So our website, ASMRacademy.com, that's our new website. And we built that one for ASMR artists to learn how to become better ASMR artists. So anything that we've learnt, we'll put up there. And we're going to be creating some more videos fairly soon, because we've been quiet on that front too. So Wanda just did one, a cheese making kit unboxing.
Yep.
And she's going to be actually doing a video on
making the cheese.
And I'm going to be doing another kinetic sand video, because that was quite popular. It's our most popular video so far. A lot of people like that one. So I'll do another one on that. Somebody wanted to have more drawing done in the sand, and so we'll do that, more of that in that video.
Yep. We've got a gingerbread kit to put together. That's with Christmas coming up, so we'll do that.
It's a gingerbread house.
Yes. What else? We've got quite a few things here to do. It's just finding
We want
the time.
To get Wanda's voice on more.
Reading stories.
Yes, a lot of people like Wanda's voice, so they've had a lot of good feedback, so I want to incorporate her voice in a few things, meditation type things and readings and other things.
So we'll see how we go there.
Yeah.
We've got some more scientific type things coming that we'll also do.
Yeah, science experience type things.
I won't tell you what it is, because it's going to be quite fun.
Yeah.
Because we recently did the milk
experiment. That was quite popular too. Yeah, that was fun to do. So, we will be doing a few more like that.
Yes.
And I also want to do a energy healing one. I've had a lot of requests for that. So, that's what we're up to. Mm. We've got a few other things planned as well.
Yep.
We'll let you know as we do them. But and if you want to do a request for a podcast, I don't know. So far we've had a few requests, but we'd like more. I mean, I don't know whether people want more whispering videos or more binaural type sound videos, or you know, you'd rather we shut up and just do sounds or something, you know, that's fine, you know. We may not shut up completely, but, you know, we might focus more on doing more sound ones or more whispering ones or that sort of thing, or even role plays during it or something. So
if you want to... we're going to be doing some interviews. We've still got that on the back burner at the moment till we get that organised.
I mean, if you'd like us to interview someone in particular, you can request that too. So if you do have any requests, just you can go to either our website at ASMRHQ and you can just leave a comment on any of the blog posts. It doesn't matter where you leave it. You could also go to our YouTube channel, ASMRHQ, and leave a comment somewhere there as well.
So, we've now exceeded 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, so we're very excited about that.
It's funny how it starts off very slow, yes, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, masses of followers all of a sudden. I think it helped that we had, there was two things that actually got us going a bit further. It was Ali from ASMR Requests spoke about us in one of her videos, and so that was really nice of her. And also I think it was a video we did on the Soundman binaural microphone. That video is ranked quite high in Google, and that just gets us a lot of people as well. So it's funny how just a couple things can suddenly move things for you.
So it's very exciting.
Yeah, yes. So...
because these things are a lot of work, and it's nice to see that. It's rewarding to see that people appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice to have those subscribers. We appreciate every one of them. It's just nice to know that people like what you're doing and want to see more. So
yes,
and we'll try and improve as we go. We're still improving all the time and just seeing what works and what doesn't work, because we test a lot of different things. I know a lot of ASMR artists sort of stick with one type of thing, but we try all sorts of things. So
yes, we have a lot of videos sitting around that need lots of editing or didn't quite work, or
so that's right. So we, you know, we like to just test a whole lot and we just have fun doing that. So we don't want to be too structured and stick with one sort of single thing. So but definitely tell us what you want in terms of either podcasts or videos, because we will you know, try and follow, you know, meet everyone's requests where possible. So okay.
And you can also leave a comment on our Facebook page. We've
facebook.com/ASMRHQ.
Yep.
So we'd love you to like us too on there. That would be great.
Yes, that would be nice.
Always hard to get followers on Facebook.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so...
once you've run out of family.
Yeah.
Who feel obligated.
And a few friends, yeah. A few friends who just really like you.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's what we've been up to, and as we say, we've got plenty to come.
Yep. So, all right.
Well, that's us for now, so we'll catch you next time, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.